From the Rapid City Journal, a good friend, Patrick Duffy, on the fan line. Patrick, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Hey, good to be back, I guess.
Excellent. Hey, it's always great to have you on the program there, Patrick. I know you cover everything in Rapid City. You do a great job for the Rapid City Journal. And over the weekend, Post 22 out there winning their firecracker tournament out there. How good, Post 22, how good are they? Are they going to, is that the team to beat in Legion Baseball?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're pretty young. It's an unusual Post 22 team in that, and they've got more 15-year-olds playing on their varsity roster this year than any year I can remember. While they're pretty talented, I mean, they're young. So there's some up days and down days for Post 22. So we'll see. I mean, when they're hitting on all cylinders, they're pretty good, and I think they'd have a chance.
But, how about Post 320? Are they better than Post 320 still out there?
Yeah, they are.
No doubt about it.
The one game that they played, I mean, it was a 10-run game, and they play again tonight here, but I would be really surprised if 22 didn't handle them.
Well, why is 22 good year in and year out, and especially this year? You mentioned that they're playing some more 15-year-olds. Is it just the allure of Post 22? Are they just able to get the better athletes?
Yeah, Tubbs doesn't know anything about the history of Post 22.
I'm really on the outside on this.
I mean, I think a ton of it is tradition. I mean, when you if you're a very good baseball player in Rapid City, I mean, it's not that you wouldn't. I mean, they've had some good young players go over and play at 320 instead of 22. But for the most part, by and large, you know, kids are going to pick Post 22.
It's just the way it is.
They
love their baseball. They do a great job. You know, at Fitzgerald Stadium, how many folks typically will show up at Fitzgerald Stadium for a game?
Well, I mean, you know, not a ton. You know, some games, but you'll have nights over there. I mean, the Thursday night when they had the fireworks out here at the firecracker, I mean, you know, the place is full. So you're talking over, you know, 1,500, 2,000 people, which they'll have for a 22-320 game.
The Sioux Falls Legion game, nowhere near that at ever here in
Sioux
Falls.
Well, yeah, and not to say that there's usually that many at a 22 game either, but you point to Fitzgerald Stadium, and it's a phenomenal facility, and I mean, kids like if you had to pick one of the two places you wanted to play, you're probably going to pick Fitzgerald, just because of that facility, the tradition, everything else. I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm not saying that 320 will never pick up some good kids, or will never have a team that can beat them, but I mean, they have only beaten 22 once, I think, in all the times they've ever played. So I mean, it's just one of those things where if you're a standout baseball player weighing it, and you've got kind of a choice, say, not that every kid does, but I mean, if a kid was that good, they're usually going to pick Post 22.
Good to play for the hard hats, no doubt about it. Yep. All right, Patrick, let's talk about this expansion project, $180 million project, expanding of the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. I know it's been talked about a lot. What's going to happen tonight?
Your guess is as good as mine. I really have no idea. I mean, this whole thing, I've been told over and over again that this is what needs to be done. We have to have this. There's too many improvements that have to be made to the existing Barnett Arena, and that by making those improvements, we'd get so far down the spending hole that we might as well just build a whole new 18,000-seat arena or whatever it is. Crazy. I mean, however many seats there are in it, and that's what I've been told by everybody. We have to have it. I don't necessarily know that I believe that, but that's where we are.
Yeah, I was going to ask you: is this more of a want for the community or a need? Because based on where you're at, I mean, what other?
To me, I think it's insane. I really do. I just think it is. I think it's a complete want thing where people have just gotten an idea in their head and they've become fixated on this little gem or whatever that they've got in their mind, and they got to have their hands on it now. I don't understand what we need it for. I don't understand how we could possibly think that we're going to fill up that many seats on a regular enough basis to justify the expense of building this thing. But apparently somebody's answering those questions, I guess, at some level, and people are liking what they hear, because it sure feels to me, as crazy as I mean, this has been talked about for 4 or 5 years now, and over the years, I mean, it always just seems to me this is just a crazy idea to me. I mean, it just is. I don't know any other way to put it, but it just keeps moving down the tracks, and it just seems like nobody's really saying anything about do we really need it? What are we really going to get out of this money that we're spending? At this point, I mean, most of the objections I'm hearing to it are parking related, to be perfectly honest. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes, what happens. But no, I'm firmly of the opinion that it's a little crazy.
You know, on this side of the state, you know, it makes a little bit of sense with maybe a performer doing a Fargo, Sioux Falls, Sioux City, Omaha loop, and then maybe going, you know, east to the Twin Cities or over to Chicago. I'm just trying to figure out geographically, best case scenario, Patrick. I mean, you got Rapid, and then, I mean, what other possible communities could a performer hit? I mean, would it be Cheyenne?
Denver?
I mean, would they go, you know, down to Denver? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, playing devil's advocate for the facility, 18,000 seats on a regular basis. I mean, you'd have to have those performers that would make that loop and have metro areas that are similar to Rapid City to make this work, I would think.
Yeah, and exactly. And I mean, that's I don't know who they would be. I don't know what that's a great question. That I'm completely confused as to what the, you know, I mean, without any kind of regular team performing there or whatever, some kind of anchor that you know you're going to get this many performances out of a year, and then you can schedule around whoever's playing in the arena. But we don't. I mean, we don't have a Division I basketball team that we're going to be putting in that arena 30 nights a year. We don't have a NBA DL team that we're going to be put. I mean, we don't have an arena football team that's going to be playing in it. We've got a hockey team that already has an arena. We already have a 10,000 seat arena in the Barnett Arena.
Maybe it's a build up, and they will come.
Well, maybe. I mean, I do know that that was the old Civic Center executive director's one of the things he always talked up as well. I can't get to these big acts that people want to see here unless we've. My phone's buzzing on
That's
me.
Okay.
I'm running out
okay.
of battery. He, you know, like he said, I can't get these big top end acts to come to Rapid City unless we've got. They won't come to an arena unless it's 18,000 seats or whatever. Well, I mean, okay. I mean, I guess that's true that they won't, because they won't come to. They're not coming to any place smaller than Denver. There's a reason that, you know, towns that cities that size have that bigger arenas sure. that are on bigger. Tour loops, you know, we're Rapid City. We're not going to probably ever be a destination for Lady Gaga or Rihanna or somebody. I mean, it's just not going to happen for Rapid. I'm sorry to all of their fans in Rapid City or whatnot. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't understand the, you know, the fact, it just seems like we're going to have a big 18,000 seat arena over there that is going to be empty most of the time. I mean,
right.
Yes, are we going to have some, you know, is it going to be a multi-use facility, they say, where, you know, we can have the stock show or whatever. But no one's explained to me how the arena we have, outside of these Americans with Disabilities Act improvements that have to be made to it, which I don't know if the cost of that of those repairs is being inflated by somebody who wants to build this new arena, or if it really is going to just be so prohibitively expensive to fix what we've got.
Sure.
That, you know, you might as well build another arena. Okay, I can see why, you know, maybe we gotta, but it still seems to me that even if that was the case, an 18,000 seat arena seems like overkill.
Seems really big for Rapid City, no doubt about it. I know you guys, though, do a great job out there with that whole complex, the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center, the other arena where your Rush play hockey, all of the convention center space, your auditorium. for orchestras. I mean, you guys fill that place up all the time. You guys do a great job running that facility.
And it is a great facility. And I mean, they with adding the ice arena there, you know, you've got between those two arenas, you've got about 15,000 seats. So, you know, I'm skeptical that we really need something else here that badly.
Well, I know the Rapid City Council is going to get all the details tonight on this $180 million proposal. It would include basically a Fargo Dome in Rapid City with indoor football. Maybe you'd steal the football championships from Vermilion if you bought that thing.
Well, maybe somebody's got something going there. I don't know. Yeah, no, like you said, Fargo. I mean, any place that has an arena, they've got something going on.
Yep. And I know we're losing you there a little bit, Patrick. I think your phone's going dead. But tell you what, we'll be back in touch. We'll find out what the whole proposal is, and we'll get you back on and talk more about it. But right now, I think there's a lot of questions people still shaking their heads about on this one.
Absolutely, I'm one of them.
Hey, Patrick, thanks, pal. Appreciate the time. We'll get you on again real soon.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
Patrick Duffy, Rapid City Journal.